Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. We've got a lot of good music for you. Playing your favorites, old and new. So good morning from all of the crew. Here he is. Simon Mayo.
Good morning to you, 1 minute past seven. Monday morning. Oh, blimey.
Radio 1 weather.
Well, here's what lies ahead for us later on today. After this early morning mist and fog has cleared, the bulk of England, Wales and Northern Ireland, well, we should have a day of sunny spells with only a few scattered showers. And most of the showers will be in the west of England, Wales and Northern Ireland. Scotland will be mostly cloudy with rain or showers in places, but southern areas should become mainly dry for a little while before any of the rain gets into the southwest a little bit later on, probably early evening, about tea time. Temperatures, again, very mild. The high 17 degrees and the low only down to 6 degrees tonight. The outlook for Tuesday and Wednesday, it will stay a little bit unsettled with showers or longer outbreaks of rain in many places.
How did your football team do yesterday?
They won.
Who's this?
Stoke City.
Stoke City beating...
I don't know, I've forgotten now.
You're such a big fan.
Gosh, what was it?
Such a big fan. Come on.
I can't find it. I've just been reading about it. Oh, it's too early. It's too early.
What a state she's in.
Hang on, it's in here somewhere.
It's here somewhere.
I don't have to look at the paper. I know Spurs lost.
Spurs aren't even worth talking about.
No change there.
Devastating win it was as well.
Yes, all right.
In devastating style.
In the rest of the sport, Rangers have won the Skull League Cup for the third time in a row. Sixth time in 7 years is basically their property. They beat Aberdeen 3-2. Ali McCoy's got the win in 90 seconds from time. And Steve Davis leads Alex Higgins 10-6 in the Rothmans Grand Prix. That's snooker, by the way. Pet Shop Boys Domino Dancing, and coming up in just a second, those adventure-type people. Right now at 7.12 on Radio 1, we say good morning to Rob McKenzie with the headlines.
Good morning, Simon. Two women on holiday in Thailand have been shot dead.
Thank you, Rod. And as another little news story, perhaps to tag on the end there, perhaps we'd like to break the good news, shall we? Should we do that now?
I get very shy about these things.
No, go on, Rod. There's only me and Sib here.
No.
Go on. Pardon? Could you say that a bit louder? You're going to be a father.
Yes!
Congratulations!
Well done, Rod.
Thank you very much.
And well very done, fast. Karen, too.
Yes, indeed. That's Mrs. McKenzie, indeed, who's going to do a lot of the work. So how did it happen? Oh, no. Sorry, no, Russ. I didn't mean that.
Simon Mayo, good morning, Radio 1.
Oh.
Very good.
I was getting so carried away there, but I was so into Rod being all happy and being a father that I forgot to put the adventures on.
It's catching this morning.
I know Adrian was doing that earlier. Still, we'll get back to the adventures at some time in the future. I blame it on Rod McKenzie myself. But I was at a wedding in Nuneaton around Coventry over the weekend. I was advised to leave, believe it or not, I was advised to leave this wedding before the rugby club got me. It was a rugby wedding and apparently they were planning to do all sorts of things, didn't they? So both the bride and groom at separate times said, I think you ought to leave now, Simon. Oh, great. So that was nice. Anyway, it was a very nice wedding and it was an old friend of mine, a girl who rejoiced in the name of Caroline Barney Adshead. And all her life, she'd wanted to change her surname. So she married a guy called Stuart Pratt. So she walked in a Barney Adshead and she came out a Pratt. And I can honestly say, I've never known more Pratts at a wedding than at this one particularly. Caroline and Stuart, doubtless somewhere, I think they went to Lanzarote for the two more Pratts in the world still. 7:18. So, Rod, I think we'll have a little competition.
Yes.
What should Rod and Mrs. Rod call their new little baby? Well, so when's it going to arrive then?
It's in April.
Yeah. Oh, you're so sweet.
Yes.
Yes, you are. So what's it going to be called then?
I don't know. It depends what sex it is and all that sort of thing.
Well, clearly, yes. I think we would have a little competition. 01637434. I mean, what would you like, a boy or a girl?
I don't mind.
You don't mind?
No.
Okay, what do you think Rod's baby ought to be called? Give us a call. And the very best person...
yes?
Can be there. No.
Radio 1.
Mayo, Sam and Mayo. Daylight come and we one wake up.
Well. From a brand new album called Heart and Soul Classics. Well now, all the suggestions coming in as to what Rod ought to call the new baby, and most of them are very inspired. If it's a girl, it should be called Sybil. If it's a boy, it should be called Simon. How... just takes people so long to think of these items.
After any early morning mist and fogs cleared away today, the bulk of England, Wales and Northern Ireland should see a day of sunny spells with scattered showers. Most of the showers, by the way, will be in the west of the country. Scotland, mostly cloudy with rain or showers in places, but southern areas should become mainly dry as the day goes on for a little while before rain gets into the southwest later on this evening. Temperatures, again, very mild. The high today, 17 degrees. The low, 6 degrees. The outlook for Tuesday and Wednesday, staying rather unsettled. And in Cardiff, sunny spells and showers. And in Geraintswaye at Cowbridge, which is very close to Cardiff, Paul Pym is 14 today. So sunny spells with a few showers for you, Paul.
A little bit of Sybil's tourist advice about that.
Oh, South Wales, wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Tenby, especially.
Just like a little comment there from there. It's 20 to 8, you get the Human League.
Aircheckdownloads.com.